is 8:43 here on this Tuesday edition of How About a Morning. 71 degrees. I'm Lucas McFadden.
I'm Alex Greenewald.
Love to welcome in our listeners who are listening on the radio, FM 100.1, AM 1340 on the free WRHI app, on WRHI.com, and on the TV side of the house. You're watching us on CN2, that's Comporium Cable Channel 102, as well as on all of your major social media channels. Search for WRHI and CN2. It all leads to the same place. Lori Helms is joining us from Rock Hill Parks Recreation and Tourism for a monthly update about what's going on in the world of PRT. And for the last couple of visits, Lori, you've sent in your surrogates, but we've missed you, so we're excited that you're back live with us on the radio.
Well, thank you. It's always great to be back, and everybody, we have a lot of experts in our department, and I just skimmed the surface because I have a lot to share, but it's really good to, you know, bring the folks that are very specific, knowledgeable in their areas and share them as well. So
you do have a big department, and we're learning that. Yeah. We saw that on display a couple of weeks ago during the BMX, UCI BMX Racing World Championships. But it was great to see all hands on deck. And I know we're going to talk a little later this morning about BMX racing. But let's start, if we can, with this. What are the dates and times that people need to put on their calendar to do all kind of things in this community?
Yeah, lots of fun summer stuff, including our moonlight kayak trips on Lake Wylie. These are always very popular. They're just $25 a person, which is not bad. This is ages 12 and up. We provide the kayak, the paddle, the personal flotation device, instruction, and their guided trips. So you have someone there with you leading the group. These leave from Rock Hill Lake Park, and we do them once a month. These go through October, and we do it when the moon is full, because obviously that's what we want to see on a moonlight kayak trip. Yeah. So each of the dates is about mid-month, so I'll just have folks go to the website and check those out. You can register online as well, so it's really easy, but they are a lot of fun. You know, get your family or some friends to go with you, and it's a great time.
So you just need to show up.
Yes.
So just you. They supply everything
How
else.
How easy is yeah. that?
And they coordinate all the driving, which is nice, and the back and forth. You put in one place and do
well,
the
no,
other.
No, no, no. Oh, this is, yeah, you start and finish at the same, because we're just on the lake.
That's right. Yes.
We're
I was thinking,
lake.
I'm going yeah. down the Catawba.
That's
I apologize.
Okay.
Yes.
We've
yes.
done that before too.
Okay.
But yeah, that is more complicated.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. That's
yeah.
where
harder.
I'm like, it definitely
yeah.
is. Well, this is good.
And this is a great opportunity if people have not been to, because that is a newer park for us, Rock Hill Lake Park. You can go check that out. So, yeah.
And that's right off of, like, on your way to Camp Canaan, right?
Yes, India
okay.
Hook.
India Hook, that's
yeah.
what it is. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
And nice beach area there, and some other amenities. So yeah, it's really great.
Perfect. Okay, Miracle Park.
Yeah, lots going on there. Always, we have a lot of summer programming going on, a lot of craft classes and things like that. We do have our summer concert series is back. I think this is year three. Actually, the first concert is June 12th. I believe that's a Wednesday. That will be Frank Stewart. He will provide music, acoustic guitar. Think James Taylor and Jimmy Buffett and 70s soft rock, that kind of thing.
Oh,
I know.
That's
just
right
chill
up Alex's
out.
Lane.
I know. Bring your, you know, bring your blanket or your chair, whatever, and just enjoy. Those are free, but there'll be one each month. And again, the first one is June 12th. Start at 6:30, I believe. So. Look forward to that. And then I want to feature one session that's coming up at Miracle Park. We'd love for more folks to sign up for this. These are called Sensory Days. We know that some of our friends and especially young people in the area need a reduced stimulation environment, less crowded, that sort of thing. So we are offering two opportunities. One is Saturday, June 22nd in the morning, and then Monday, June 24th in the evening. Again, these are at Miracle Park. The park will actually be closed during these times. And what we want folks to do is, if you would like this type of experience for your child, it's going to be a 30-minute session, and we are signing up families to do this. We have five families at a time in the park. To enjoy. So it's less crowded, it's less loud, I guess we would say, and some folks really need that, and we want to be able to offer that. So just call us at the park, 803-325-2650 to sign up for that.
We're speaking with Lori Helms. She's with Rock Hill Parks Recreation and Tourism. Now we are talking about BMX racing.
Yeah, we've got a lot of our summer camps have filled up already. As we were talking earlier off air, you know, the summer is here. but our BMX beginner camp still has some space available. So these are, it's a half morning camp is what it is. We have opportunities on June 18th, June 19th, and June 20th. It's a morning session. It's for ages 6 to 12. The cost is just $20. If you need a bike and helmet, we can rent those to you for an additional $10. And you register online. So this will get a young person started and, you know, see if they like it. They do need to be able to ride a bike. We're not teaching that. So be sure everybody knows that, but check that out.
Oh, that's such a great opportunity. Yeah. And if folks got a taste of the excitement of BMX racing,
yes,
while people were here and they were visiting, they went back home, but we are lucky because the track stays here with us, but you can always go out there and learn how to ride. There's a new beginner course every week, right? For all kind of skill levels.
We do sessions every week for folks to learn how to ride and the little kids on the balance bikes. And it's part of what we do.
Love it.
We have it day in and day out as well as those special events.
All right, we have some happenings happening at our recreation centers.
Yeah, just real quickly, we know that voting day is coming up June 11th, so three of our recreation centers are voting
locations.
Thank you. That's okay. Trying to reach for that word. Boyd Hill Center, Northside Center, and Fuel Park. Y'all are talking about voting a lot here. So it's rolling off your tongues.
We feel you.
Yeah. More so than mine. So on June 11th, any usual activities at those locations will have a different schedule or be canceled. So just be aware of that. And then our summer seniors activities that are typically at Boyd Hill Center are being moved to Northside Center just because we have a lot of summer camps going on, and Boyd Hill is one of those locations. So seniors activities will be at Northside. And then let's talk about some Old Town events. Again, it's summer, so this is when those things come on strong. So full schedule, Old Town Market has already been going on Saturdays. Every Saturday, 9 to 2, it is at Fountain Park this year, so that's a different location than last year. So Fountain Park is where you'll find the Old Town Market. It is doing really well, so check that out. Food Truck Fridays, those are on the third Friday each month. The next one is June 21st, and that runs 6 p.m. to 10 p.m., also at Fountain Park. Movies in the Park, the first one is June 14th, again, Fountain Park, and that movie will be The Game Plan. Do you guys remember that?
Yes.
2007.
With The Rock. Is he in it? Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I think the thought was that it kind of connects with Father's Day, which is in June, and he's finding out he's a father and you know, dealing with all of that.
That was a good movie.
Yeah, I remember enjoying that one myself. So, and then, of course, the 4th of July celebration will be on July 4th from noon to 9 p.m. Again, Fountain Park. Well, Main Street to Fountain Park, and there will be fireworks. So looking forward to all of that.
Well, there are plenty of activities place this summer. So when your kids come to you and say they're bored, you can just pull out your handy-dandy Rock Hill Park Recreation and Tourism calendar and say, where are we going and what are we doing for sure? But Lori, kudos to you all for what you all do. And of course, we got pools that are open and all that kind of great stuff.
Lots of great stuff.
To make sure that our kids are entertained and helping parents keep their sanity as well.
We're here to help.
I know.
And follow us on social media, Rock Hill PRT.
Perfect. Lori Helms, again, is with Rock Hill Parks Recreation and Tourism.